Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. This is 2016, and this is my first broadcast. I know I elected voluntarily to not broadcast until the first of the year. I think it's been about maybe a couple of weeks since I broadcast from the studio here at Blog Talk Radio, online radio show. And so I decided to give myself a break. Of course, I was trying to help my family around here for the holidays and even, you know, felt under the weather with the flu bug and so forth. And so I decided to just act like and do it what everyone else does during the holidays, and that is take a well-deserved break. It doesn't mean, however, that the news stopped. I think the last time that I broadcast, even if I said 2 weeks, but it was the last time, was the Tamir Rice ruling by the grand jury that they weren't going to indict the officer that shot him. And it was a shocking story. And while it was shocking and it certainly angered me, I decided not to go back on the air the next day because I had proclaimed to you, the audience, that I was taking a break until the beginning of the year, and that's why I did not broadcast. But let me say this. I thank you for tuning in to the program again today. It is certainly a news-filled day. There's been so much has transpired even in time, even if I were to comment on Tamir Rice case. I would say this. It is most upsetting that the open and obvious and intentional and deliberate killing of a little 12-year-old little boy on a playground within two seconds upon the police officer's arrival is most disturbing. It's most disturbing. And that this is a long line of cases where we're seeing no indictment for police officers who are obviously, to me, criminally culpable, and should at least face charges on some of the actions that they take in the line of duty. The most disturbing thing about the Tamir Rice case is that the grand jury decided not to indict the officers. The problem with that is this. When you have grand jury proceedings, you have no defense attorney inside of the grand jury. Basically, you have a one person influencing a grand jury, and that is a prosecutor. And so it's an ex parte proceeding where you only have one party present talking to the grand jury, and no opposing views or evidence is presented. And so over and over, they readily accept the evidence that's put forth by the prosecutor. And I would say they're already inclined not to charge an officer unless there's overwhelming evidence. And even when there is overwhelming evidence, they still, in some cases, decline to charge the officers, as in the Eric Garner case in New York, where the video was most present for everyone to see and observe, and still a grand jury decided not to indict the officer. And so is that what we call the new mores, the new cultural acceptance by a certain group of people in the society of this bad, murderous behavior? Maybe it is, because what we do, and the remedy for that is, I suggest, changing the law. We have to have more lobbying of the lawmakers and a changing of the rules and a changing of the guard in order to ensure that the rules are changed. The prosecutors and most can go ahead and charge the police officers outright. They have the right to. They have the authority to do so under most state laws. However, if they won't pass the buck for whatever reason, then they go and submit the case to a grand jury. And the grand jury process is most prejudicial. It's most prejudicial to the Black community, and of course it favors police officers that engage in are found to be responsible, if nothing else, for these police killings, for these unlawful killings of both children and men and women. And when even these cases go to trial, I forgot the case when in the case of a couple where there were so many gunshots that pierced their windshield. I mean, just to look at that, those pictures were just gripping. But do you know that the officers, and if I'm right now, because I'm just speaking off the cuff here, I believe the jury in that case, an actual jury sitting, hearing opposing views on the case, about the evidence in the case, actually acquitted the officers. So what is our society to do, those that are concerned, those of us that are concerned with these matters? I have a great suggestion, and it's my suggestion. I'm going to post this broadcast so you can see who said it first. It's going to be Brenda K. Sanders who says it first. The remedy that I propose for officers who, out of cold blood, just shoot down citizens in their line of duty, I propose this, that they start changing the law to make the officers personally responsible for the death which they cause on their job. And I propose that because they seem haphazard and casual in the killings. Look at the killings in Chicago. That's another incident that took place after I decided to sign off for the new year. Make them personally, let's change the laws, the municipal laws, the state laws, the federal laws, to cause them to be personally responsible for the deaths that they cause. Because we find that evidently the governmental authorities do not want to charge them criminally, but will, based on the burdens of proof necessary in civil cases, which is a much lesser standard, pay out these large, huge settlements for these killings. And let me tell you something. This is another thing that angers me. I don't know if you care or not, but I do care. And that is that our tax dollars pay for these settlements. They pay for these settlements. Why should we as taxpayers pay for these killings? Why? We pay taxes to the various states and municipalities, and they budget these monies in and pay out monies to the families for the harm that these police officers do. And it's not just the killings, it's the shootings, it's any offenses which the police officers commit. Guess who's responsible? We are responsible. And so essentially, these killings we pay for. Well, how about turning it around and let the police officers be personally responsible for the deaths that they cause instead of us being personally responsible or responsible through our tax dollars? And I think we need to rethink the system that automatically pays, because it's our money, for these settlements. And so I believe that is a very new, novel way to approach these cases. I believe at the state and local, the municipal level, there is enough political power to change the rules. There is enough political power to confront the local authorities to change the rules. Instead, demand that the officers be personally responsible when they kill a citizen and it's not justified. How about that? And so we do have more power than we think we have. We actually do. We just have to use it. We have to use the power that we have. Our voting power, they've gone every day and tried to curtail our voting rights. They've tried to even take away and eradicate, even when there's a voting mandate by the people, that certain public officials be in office. They've tried to even eradicate your vote, even when you do vote. And so let's think about something different here. A protest, yes, protest of the law be changed, that officers be personally responsible for their actions when there is an unjustified death. Of course, you have to have a legal ruling that is unjustified, but where there is a civil claim brought and litigated, let the officer pay all or part of the damages that we pay when there are settlements paid out. I think that's a very good idea in order to curtail these shootings. I believe if I were personally action, and I would, of course, be a lot more careful about how I treated someone, I believe it would go a long way to curtail or influence these officers to step away from violence when they don't have to. And maybe we won't have so many shootings where they're just shooting wildly and recklessly at citizens. This case in Chicago is outrageous. And I have told you before on the program about their training, the specific officers' training. It does include shooting to maim when you feel like you're in danger. Shooting to maim someone in the leg or the arm, that's just as good. Why shoot to kill? So there are a lot of issues that should be brought and placed on the table about these police shootings and how the investigations are conducted, how the grand jury cases are presented, and who decides that. There are issues about who should be responsible for the settlement when they are paid out, and change from the taxpayers to the officers who are shooting these individuals. And it could be predicated on the officer's past history of shooting people in the street. It could be predicated upon that. But certainly there is more we can do, even in this very hour of feeling helpless. Well, I thank you for listening to this first broadcast of Setting the Record Straight 2016. I want to talk tomorrow about the Bill Cosby case. There's some things I see in that case. There's some facets of that case that are not being discussed in the media, and I believe it should be discussed. So please join me again tomorrow here on the program to hear what I have to say about the Bill Cosby case. If you wish, you may hear this broadcast again or any other broadcast on the Setting the Record Straight show page. You may go to blogtalkradio.com/SettingTheRecordStraight2016, and you will find those episodes there. You may email me at bks1233@outlook.com if you have a question, a comment, or additional information that you would like to provide for the broadcast. Well, certainly, I thank you again for joining me this 2016 for the first time. Please join me again tomorrow, and talk to you next time.